I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It'd be a bad time to just drop a black eye on the sport.
But we did get an update on both Class A and Ortiz. Both players were getting ready to participate in the Dominican League. Well, the Dominican Baseball League has prohibited the parent team that would have pitched both Class A and Ortiz from adding them to the active roster, which begins on Wednesday. Some people, now again, the Guardians cannot do anything about this. The Guardians have no say in whether Ortiz or Class A play because they didn't hit the maximums for basically how much they played this year.
Okay.
There is some thought that this could be some sort of machinations for Major League Baseball.
Is the Dominican League, does it have any ties to Major League Baseball?
So, yes, it's convoluted, but it basically deals with the Caribbean series and a deal that baseball has with them. But I think,
okay, so if it's under baseball's guidance, then let's say
no. But there is a loose affiliation, so it wouldn't be that baseball has the power to do it.
Not that I expect you to have like in depth knowledge of the leagues. You don't.
I don't. I just saw a few different reporters talking about it
because like it's different. Like if they wanted to go play in Japan, let's say that, and the Nippon League that's got no affiliation with Major League Baseball at all, and then the Nippon League came out and said we don't want you because of what you did in Major League Baseball. That, I think, is a ripple effect that is really interesting. And that is something that I think is also, I'd be surprised if a league like the Nippon League did go to that degree. But anytime you've been accused of or any sort of allegations within gambling, they take it serious.
So I definitely think it's one of two things. I think it's either the Dominican League thinking this is a bad look for the league to have two players actively suspended by Major League Baseball for gambling accusations, or this is baseball extending its reach to the Dominican League, which would only serve, by the way, to my point that I think baseball has enough information to think Class A and Ortiz are guilty of something, but probably not enough to hammer them. And I think that's, and this is maybe baseball trying to put pressure on Class A and Ortiz to basically serve, and not serve, but settle for some reason. All right, settle in some way. Meaning maybe like a time serve suspension where they forfeit the whatever salary they paid this last year.
Almost be like doubling down in this scenario to be like, we're also not going to allow you to play in this Dominican League?
What do you mean?
Like if they're not able to play in the Dominican League and if there's a loose affiliation between the two and it seems like Major League Baseball is the reasoning behind that, doesn't it almost feel like they're doubling down in a sense?
No, it does. But why, unless they're trying to get a settlement, why would they go out of their way to extend their reach down to the Dominican League where like, I mean, I want to say Ugueth Urbina was pitching when he was accused of murder in the Dominican League. I don't know if anybody remembers that story. I think Esteban Loaiza.
Wasn't Aroldis Chapman pitching out there too when he had his incident pop up while pitching in that league?
I believe it did as well. Yeah.
Obviously a lot of things. But again, I've said repeatedly throughout this whole time, baseball looks at what happened with Aroldis Chapman as a that happens in life. They look at gambling on the sport as a that's that in many eyes to them, that is worse than murder. That is worse than anything you could possibly do. Like that is their biggest sin against the game. And so, yeah, it seems like they're taking it all very serious. And in fact, the continued serious nature that they're taking it is what is more alarming to me in this.
I still think, given, so this is just my personal opinion. I think these leagues can be punitive, and I think they're always trying to angle for the outcome that they want, that best fits their narrative.
Well, yeah, it'd be dumb if they were angling for something other than that.
Well, no, but I think my point is they'll go to ridiculous points to do it. So I'm leaving that option on the table, although I think your read on it is also very, very fair. I think we've reached a point where, and I know back in September when they extended the leave through the end of postseason, you had a great rant on this as well. I bleep or get off the pot here, baseball. You are holding an entire town and an entire organization hostage on this front. I already have felt like baseball owes any team that they hold these players out. You should not be able, because teams can't go, oh, I'm not drafting that guy, I think he might gamble. You just don't know that. Unless you can prove some sort of pre-knowledge, some sort of knowledge before they signed or traded or whatever, a player, hammering them by taking away two of their best pitchers for half a season while the team continued to pay them, by the way. And oh, by the way, it doesn't feel like we're any closer to some sort of outcome. I think the Guardians are more than owed something, compensatory picks, something. And then if these guys do get banished or if they do get a 3-year suspension, whatever it is, mm-hmm. I think they're owed even more by baseball because this is ridiculous and unfairly punitive to a team like Cleveland. And I guarantee you they won't be the last organization.
Yeah, and I'd be surprised if we got something. I think you're right. I think they should give us something, but I'd be surprised if we actually do get something. I wonder if they're I've wondered this throughout the entire process. You know, when you come out with something like this, and when they do effectively say they're banned forever because they did X, Y, and Z, if they have the hard proof, Nick, I almost wonder if they have to have something lined up with the sports books to be ready to be like, hey, so not only did we ban these guys, here's how we also banned these prop bets, or we banned these micro bets so that it doesn't happen again. And I think the red tape attached to getting not only the sports books attached to all this, but also then Major League Baseball with the right agreements on what can and cannot be banned, that wouldn't surprise me if that's what's holding up this whole ordeal. Because you have to give the public something that says we've changed, this is different.
So I think that could be. I still would just be surprised. I know baseball's made a lot of changes. I just have a hard time giving that league credit on any level of getting the fallout from this right, whether these guys are guilty or whether they're not.
Well, they have to fix the idea that when people watch these games at the current moment, if there's a pitch that's way out in an opener, in the back of some people's mind, they think to themselves, was that a micro bet? Was that something that they were somebody was trying to get money on the side? And I wouldn't surprise me if they were trying to hammer out how they fix that.
Well, but that's why this is such a tough situation to be in. Because if you're the Guardians and you lose Class A and Ortiz and they're just banished from baseball, this is not like taking two great players away from the Yankees or Dodgers where they can just buy another one. It is the compound effect on this is gigantic. By the way, if they're cleared, it's not an easy road back either. Because, mm-hmm. yes, you can clear guys. There's still locker room impacts for both Class A and Ortiz,
yeah.
That I think, and by the way, you can't trade them because you're not going to get value for either player. So I would be surprised if the Guardians did that because they don't sell low on guys. It's going to take the managerial job of all time for Steven Vogt. If these guys are cleared and they're ready to go, you know, in spring training, it's going to take the managerial job of all time to get this where it needs to be by the time the regular season is around.
What's your read on Hector Gomez?
I don't know. Nah, he's missed on a lot of reports.
I know. That's what makes this a little shaky. Is that like the reason why everyone's talking about it right now is because of Hector Gomez. And it's like, well, I don't even know what to read into Hector Gomez at this point.
Yeah. And so if you guys, we haven't mentioned that just yet. The Hector Gomez report was basically that Class A will never pitch again in MLB. The gambling evidence found against him is irrefutable. The problem is, after Class A and Ortiz were suspended, this is the same Hector Gomez who came out and said more Guardians pitchers will be announced and suspended in the next week,
mm-hmm.
as within 5 minutes, Major League Baseball said, yeah, nobody else is under investigation.
About as big of a swing as a miss as you can get.
Yeah, almost like it was like from a cut fastball from Emmanuel Clase that was in the strike zone.
Well, and that was smart, though, a Major League Baseball to immediately just chop that down at the knees. You couldn't have that just existing out there.
So I guess it's a two-parter. How do the Guardians proceed if Ortiz and Clase are banished?
Same way they did at the end of the season. You just have to, life moves forward.
How do they proceed if they're cleared?
Well, I guess you just have to welcome them back in, right? Like, you get the arm back with Clase. Like, that's at the end of this, you could end up in a really the situation you should have been in the entire time. And the only thing that changes is that Clase is just not a deadline move that you can make.
Yeah,
so you're committed to him being your closer now.
This feels like the most consequential swing of any, almost any organization in small market can have. Because if Ortiz comes back, you can take one or more of Ciccone, Logan Allen, Cantillo, Messick, and use that to acquire another bat. If you don't get Ortiz back, that is one less asset that you have to pull from.
I mean, if you get Class A back, are you just shipping Cade Smith then?
I think that would make a lot of sense.
Like, I mean, that's kind of the route you're going.
I mean, Cade did do a pretty darn good job. Guardians fans might disagree, but he did a good job down the stretch.
So you won't get the same value as Clase, because I just think Clase's value was higher than what Cade Smith's was, but like, you're going to get 90 cents on the dollar.
Yeah.
It's not the end of the world.
Yeah. Now, the problem becomes, if you don't get Ortiz or Clase back, you are up a very specific creek with how to implement to steer your way through. I don't know why I put it that way. I mean, you're up a creek without a paddle is what I was going to say.
But even within that, like, you can withstand not having Ortiz. They did that. They can do that again. It's the Class A one to me that is a big one.
So on the field, yes. I'm thinking about strategic moves going forward. I think those that
you're in a much better spot with them than without him. I don't think that's a debatable point. But are you really, again, chopped down at the knees if they don't come back? Like, I think the Guardians will be fine. They'll be able to weather that.
If you had to pick one right now, these guys pitching baseball next year.
They're all gone. They're both gone.
Oh, it's funny. I think it's the other. I think they are going to pitch here. Yeah. I think if baseball was going to hammer them, they would have hammered them early when the lights were the brightest to make the point of you can't gamble on baseball. Delaying this into football season to me, delaying it past the World Series, it screams of desperation by baseball trying to get some desired result from Class A and Ortiz.
I think the scariest outcome for myself, and the one I really am rooting against, is that idea that there was somebody that was potentially holding like a family member hostage and then was making them make these micro bets. And like that to me is the scariest outcome that I hope isn't true. Anything else, if he bet on baseball, you're gone. That's it. And if he didn't bet on baseball, you can't prove that he didn't bet on baseball and he's back. Then what the hell were they doing for 3 months?
216-474-0092. If you had to pick one right now, Clase and Ortiz never pitch in baseball again, or they're with the Guardians next year, or maybe in Major League Baseball next year. I just feel like baseball has wasted a lot of time, and I think that tells you a lot about what they do or don't have. And a dream season turned nightmare for this college football program. Could it be a nightmare for Ohio State in the future? That's in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan. John Fanta, in 1 hour's time, we'll probably ask him about the Penn State opening. It has been interesting to watch people start to angle for the Penn State job, and it's interesting to watch fan bases react to it. Our very own Katie Pollack, big Indiana fan, and I jokingly today, when I first saw her, was like, hope you're enjoying Kurt Cignetti. Katie is the nicest, bubbliest human being in the world, and I thought she might cut me.
Oh, she didn't cut you?
No, she didn't.
Oh, I thought she got out a knife and just stabbed you right there.
No, I thought it would have made a lot of sense.
You're not bleeding. Okay,
not yet.
That's good.
There's still time.
If there's a change of shirt that happened or
I'd
something
be very
there.
Very upset because it's a new shirt.
Did you change your shirt?
No.
No.
Same shirt I've been wearing all day.
It looks a little bit different for me. I thought you were on a long sleeve shirt today for some reason. I recognized the collar, though. That part stayed true. Yeah, she could have easily gotten over. And I think you said you liked that version of Katie, though.
No, yeah. Not when it's directed at me.
Like feisty Katie.
Yeah. Not when it's directed at me. But if we could harness that Katie and turn it upon our enemies, like people who, I don't know, eat donuts and then, you know, don't admit that they ate your donuts.
No apologies there, huh?
No apologies. No.
Well,
no.
While one part of that five-man crew that ate the six donuts was, in fact, the source that mm-hmm. told us everyone else's names.
Mm-hmm. That would be exactly how that would go. In a hypothetical situation, of course.
Because, of course, it's easy to find out who everyone's sources is because everyone just willingly gives it up. Nobody here should ever commit an actual crime. Everyone just, they just all chirp around here.
I think we could get away with a crime.
Everyone's so quick to
but
just
be
like.
But not the morning show.
But definitely not the morning show.
Yeah. You and me.
The morning show tattled on itself.
You and me, right here. Lockstep. Yeah. I got your alibi, you got mine.
Mm-hmm.
Morning show, they would call in specific details on each other.
Well, we would do the Dave Chappelle bit of like just going to the grocery store or going to the Quickie Mart, essentially, and the bodega, and just getting receipts every 15 minutes prove that we were,
I would
places.
Just do the I do not recall bit.
Yeah, I don't know that would work very well, but in this setting, it would work perfect.
Now, I still think Matt Rhule's a bad idea, and that's as somebody who likes Matt Rhule as a human being, thinks he's a great college football coach. It's taken him 3 years to get Nebraska where they are. That's Matt will always tell you, 3 years, right? You give me 3 years, by the third year, we'll be right in the thick of it. He did it at Baylor, he did it at Temple, and he never did it at Carolina. But he's now done it in Nebraska. I don't think that's what Penn State is.
No, they want instant results.
They should.
They're like the ramen noodles of college football
100%.
Teams. 100%. Instant results, that's what we're paying for, let's do it.
Like, it's interesting. I think for a myriad of reasons, Michigan is always going to be a team that once every, they might be a playoff team, but once every 4 years, maybe they rise up and are a true national championship contender. I think Penn State's one of the few teams. I think it's another version of Oregon just waiting to wake up. There's so much money there. There's so much history there. I think with the right head coach, I think next year Penn State could be a real thorn in your side.
Yeah, I mean, they get the talent. Even look at the talent on this team. That running back tandem, and then that offensive line is legitimately still one of the best in the country. Mm-hmm. I know that they've gotten absolutely shelled, but that's one of the best offensive lines in the country. The talent's everywhere on that Penn State team.
And not just...
They always end up with one guy on the defensive line that goes in the top 10.
Well, and let's be real. If we talk about consistently, in the last... since James Franklin took over... They've been the second most talented team in the Big Ten more often than not behind Ohio State.
Sure.
And Ohio State, Michigan has had a year here, year there, right? And obviously recency bias says they've had a couple years. Oregon, obviously being into this, adds it to the fray. But like, yeah, there's a part of me that's like, maybe Matt Rhule should go there. So you get 3 years before they're a team.
Well, and the danger is, Nick, they looked like Wisconsin football right around the Russell Wilson era, where it was like every year they were not the top of the Big Ten, but they were right near the top. And then you saw what happened to Wisconsin. You don't want that for Penn State.
Well, what's interesting about Wisconsin is they always, because they were always doing things the Barry Alvarez way, no matter mm-hmm. who the head coach was, right?
They get like Bielema in there.
You fit in to Barry's
identity.
Plan.
They had the identity. They're the best running backs in the country consistently.
But they were limited by, because it's Wisconsin, no offense. It's hard enough to pull great athletes up from Florida and Cali and Texas up to Columbus. You get up that there's a 25% tax hike the closer you get to Canada, but Penn State doesn't have that because Penn State is so centrally located. Even though it's in the middle of nowhere in Pennsylvania, it is relatively close to a lot of big hotbeds of football. I really do think, I don't want Kirk Cignetti there because I think Kirk Cignetti might be an honest problem next.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Next year. I don't want that. No, give me Leipold or Kurt Cignetti Matt Rhule. Give me somebody that's going to take time to do that and still might never get where they want to go.
The Cignetti thing is still mind-blowing to me. I know he entered Indiana and he's doing the whole Google Me thing and expected big results, but to be able to... What is he, 60, 61? Like, I think he's actually 61.
Yeah.
Like, to be this late in his stage and to be able to pull it off the way that he did. Like, there's a part of me that wonders if it was just always going to be a place like Indiana that would get him to where he wants to be. I'm actually really curious to find out how much of that is transferable.
Yeah, well, what do you mean?
Well, how much of what he did at Indiana, you can just move, copy and paste, and take over to Penn State. Like, part of what made him so good at Indiana was he was an early, early adopter to the transfer portal and getting everything lined up and taking the money and going with it. And I just don't know if he's a day late and a dollar short in that regard.
I think he is. This is why Kurt Cignetti scares me more than most guys Penn State could hire. One, I think there is the tie he is from there. Two, if you can get guys to come to Indiana, and if you can get Indiana boosters to open up the war chest, because that's a skill. Like, I don't think we talk about this enough. A head coach that can get boosters to put funds into a football program at a basketball school, that is a godsend, right? It's why Kentucky should not get rid of their version of Stoops's, because that dude has been competitive at Kentucky. Give that guy as much leeway as he wants because he made Kentucky football palatable. That is a real skill. What I don't think I've ever seen somebody do what Kurt Cignetti's done at Indiana at an Indiana-type school. Like... It's just such a rare... Yes, they've had guys that had a 7-win season or an 8-win season, but like Indiana just went into or just played Oregon, and they were the better team.
Mm-hmm.
Oregon is probably the second most talented team in the country, or at least they were until I saw what Indiana did to them.
Well, so that's what makes Cignetti right now impressive, because last year within the stretch to the playoff that they had, I mean, they got waxed by Notre Dame, they got waxed by Ohio State, and it looked like they didn't beat a single top 25 ranked team. To turn around this season and somehow look better and look like he's got it all figured out, that's what makes him so impressive right now.
Penn State, Oregon, Michigan, like, I respect Michigan. I'm not trying to run Michigan down, but like Penn State and Oregon scare me financially more than anyone. I think the question is, do you think Ohio State is gettable? Because I think there were a lot of Alabama fans that thought Alabama wasn't gettable, and then Kirby Smart and Georgia came along for a 3 or 4 year stretch. I absolutely think Ohio State is gettable. I don't think they're beyond reproach.
I laughed at the idea that there were people out there suggesting that Ryan Day could, if the season ends a certain way and he gets fed up enough, just take his ball and go to Penn State?
No, I don't think they have that kind of money.
That's what people are going to be positioning themselves
now
for.
Now, the NFL.
You're going to be, everyone that has any sort of power is going to be, they'll be doing the James Franklin, which is just always threatening their own school in order to get them to pay more money.
Now, the NFL scares me a lot more with Ryan Day, and I don't know, it's a now thing. Maybe it's a 5 year from now if he wins another championship or two. I could see Ryan Day going for a much cushier gig, more money, less work, less insane fans pounding on your door and, you know, burning effigies of you if you lose to Michigan too many times. I want to get back to you. Do you think Ohio State's gettable?
I don't know how they're gettable right now. That's the problem. Like right now, as we're currently sitting here talking about them, it feels like, and I think I just need to see them play better competition before I think about it that way. you know, if you get into the playoff, I guess we're in that spot where anything can happen. It's teetering towards baseball playoffs that way, where any team within the top 12, it's going to be some sense of competitive. It's not even like Ohio State's got the world's greatest situation right now, and it feels like they're not gettable.
Yeah, like this year, I actually think if Penn State had the right head coach this year, I think it would be a real problem for Ohio State. Because I think that the specific team they have now, minus their defensive coordinator, who I thought stunk in Columbus.
How's he feel? Has anybody lost more? It's James Franklin that lost at the top. Jim Knowles has obviously lost second.
Yeah, and here's the thing. James Franklin might end up at like an Arkansas. I don't think Jim Knowles will. I think Jim Knowles is going to have to go back down to like ACC level and work his way back.
I hated everything with like the parade that they had and everything, and him being like just holier than thou about the whole ordeal, and just thinking that he got slighted. Like, you're the defensive coordinator, pipe down a little bit.
I hated the fact that I wondered if he was holding back the defensive line with what he likes the defensive line to do. Mm-hmm. And then in like five games with Matt Patricia, everything I thought about Jim Knowles was proven 100% true. I'm talking more like from season to season.
Sure.
Right now, if you're Ohio State, this is supposed to be your step back. It looks like you might go undefeated until the Big Ten title game. But listen, I think next year you're going to have even more power. You're still going to have one more year of Jeremiah Smith. You're going to have at least one more year of Julian Sayin. I think maybe by then they might actually name the Bo Jackson kid the full-time starter at running back, which they should have done. I actually think they're only going to be better next year. But with that right coach, with that, if you can find your own version of Dan Lanning, if you can find your version of, I'm going to say Cignetti again, not because I really don't want to get cut here.
Do I think Penn State can be a winner? Yes, I do. If that's what you're asking, do I think there's a world out there
where they win at Ohio State level?
No, but who wins at Ohio State level? It's Ohio State. It's Alabama. It's Georgia. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think they're ever going to be there. But could they have a one off year? Yes, I think they could have a one off year.
I think Penn State. I think they could. And again, I don't know they will. Like, that's why this hire is so important. And I think you bringing up the Wisconsin thing is so perfect in kind of a comparison there. But like, This is a program that it was ready. He was ready to go. And the problem was James Franklin wasn't ready to be that guy. They fired the right guy at the right time. Actually, no, they fired the right guy at the wrong time because he should have been fired at the end of last year and he should have brought in a real coach this year, a la a Cignetti or somebody like that. And again, I'm not trying to get cut by Katie, but it might just end up happening. The amount I've mentioned Kurt Cignetti here. But yeah, I mean, I just think it has the right mix. I've watched them bring in too much talent with James Franklin to think, man, with a really great ball coach, could you do something that I think nobody thinks is possible? And I think that's one of the few teams. I'll go back to it. I think it's Penn State. I think it's Oregon. Those are the teams that keep me awake at night as an Ohio State fan, not necessarily Michigan. And I'm not trying to fire shots at Michigan.
I mean, I'm more scared of the deep pockets at Oregon that continue to exist and all that money that Phil Knight is going to buy himself a title. He's going to do it. He's been trying to do it now. He's gonna actually pull it off eventually.
I don't think he will.
He's got to.
He's in his 80s. He's not going to live forever.
But the urgency there, it started 2 years ago in that offseason 2 years ago where he really ramped up the idea that, can I buy a title? Can I just throw as much money as possible, more money than anybody else, and can I buy a title?
And he bought Dylan Gabriel.
And then he followed it up, and he continues to buy the most expensive quarterbacks out there. Dante Moore, we'll get to this a little bit later on, that's the number one pick right now in the NFL draft for this upcoming season.
Actually, what I was going to say is, I think Dante Moore's really, really good, and they might finally, like, yeah, Dylan Gabriel. You weren't winning a national championship with Dylan Gabriel.
But the sad part about that is they looked at him in Oklahoma, and he had 30 touchdowns, and he looked like he was the perfect guy that you could buy, and that's the problem. They've had a rough time choosing those type of guys out, but like everything else around him, he's just throwing money everywhere.
I do think that's what makes the Penn State thing really important. Is what made Cignetti so brilliant is he went and he got the kid from Rourke. He got the kid from Ohio, immediately brings him in. Kid is great. And then he somehow went out and got a better quarterback the next year.
Which that's kind of the scary part, is I wondered if the Cignetti, all of it, his essence, his everything, is just attached to the idea that Fernando Mendoza is awesome at quarterback. Like, if we're going to look back at this, you know, yesterday we talked about different, you know, head coach selections for the Browns and everything like that, and Joe Brady's name kept popping up, right? And yeah. I mentioned Joe Brady's time at LSU because it always gets brought up. But obviously, his time in NFL, it was with, you know, Josh Allen. But his time at LSU, it's like, oh, you had 1 year and you had Joe Burrow, Justin Jefferson, and Ja'Marr Chase, and that offense looked great. Cover me shocked. I'm pretty sure, Nick, you or I could have been the offensive coordinator and made that offense look at least somewhat palatable. People that actually do this for a living, they're going to make it look great with those type of players. And there's a part of me that wonders if Cignetti's greatness is just attached to the idea we'll wake up 5 years from now and be like, yeah, from Mendoza was that awesome. It was always going to happen.
216-474-0092. Could Penn State challenge Ohio State year in, year out with the right coach? I think it might be the most important hire anyone can make in college football this year, because I think the program's ready. I think they're where they need to be. They're buying the right players. They are developing the right players. They just got to get the right head coach. And disappointment in Mason Graham, what's the right amount? That's in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan. John Fanta coming up in just about 40 minutes here. Nick Wilson, Jonathan Peterlin back on Afternoon Drive. I am still fighting through potentially choking to death. Yeah. So if you'd like to see a plus-size man maybe fighting for his life, 92.3 The Fan YouTube channel. It's not apparent yet, but if I have another coughing fit, it will be, because about a minute out from this segment, I think JP and Jax were both like, all right, this could happen. Been waiting on it, but it could happen right now.
Jax had a lot more alarms and sirens go off in his head than I did, if I'm being honest about it.
He seemed, I think you've seen me.
I've just seen you choke, I think, or come close. Now, is there a food? Like, I always think this is funny. So Elise just can't do popcorn.
Yeah.
She just can't. She just, anytime she tries to go, it just ends up with her choking
awesome.
In some sort of way. And it just, she just knows. She's like, it just doesn't even play around with it. Is there a food for you that is like that?
Anything with like powdered anything, or like anything that when I inhale immediately goes on my vocal cords.
Yeah.
That's the thing that triggers my asthma.
I've ever told you the story about me almost dying when I was like 15 years old.
No.
Based off of choking. So I was playing cards with a buddy at a whole group of buddies at our buddy Tim Nossum's house. And Tim Nossum's dad had like the largest beef jerky collection you could ever imagine. So anytime we played cards over there, it was just a free for all with beef jerky. But I was 15 and I couldn't handle the idea of unlimited free beef jerky. And so
I'm 40 and couldn't handle
it. Yeah, so I just put a whole bunch in my mouth and I went for it. And I'll never forget, like we were playing cards, legitimately just start doing what you did about a minute ago.
Yeah.
And I'm everyone's just sitting there. And they're all just looking at me.
Yep.
And I'm like, I'm hitting myself as hard as I can. Like, I'm trying to make this thing. It's like 30 seconds of going. And I'm like, I'm going to die here.
Yep.
No one jumped up. No one attempted to do anything. And then ultimately, I was able to punch myself enough to then just have it spit out all on the table in front of the chips and everything like that. It was gross.
But show me your tricks, big boy.
My immediate reaction was, where the hell were you guys?
Yeah, that's fair.
What the hell?
That's fair.
My buddy Jim Cronister was like, I was starting to get up.
He was not.
You weren't.
Yeah.
No, you weren't, Jim.
Yeah,
no, you weren't.
The problem with being my size is everyone's like, he's got it covered. You know? I definitely had one of those like 2 months ago at the house where I was like, you heard this sound. Because I just couldn't get air in.
Yeah.
And everybody was like looking on their phone. I'm like, this is how I'm going to die? I'm going to watch people watching crappy reels while I expire here in real time. And there's a part of me that's like, bleep it. Die. Show them. Show them how to ignore you. And then Vanessa was like, well, I heard a little something, but you're a big guy. I figured you'd just work it out. And I'm like, that's not how choking works.
It's amazing how few people want to just get up and try to do something. I've told you the story about me being at the restaurant. I was at this restaurant before, and this person started choking. And they got up, and they were clearly choking. Like, they were going. That was it. And like 15 seconds went by, nobody got up at all. So I ran over there, and I did the Heimlich, and then I couldn't get it out. Couldn't my buddy Woody, he was there, and I had to be like, Woody, like, get over here, help me out. And then he came over, and then he got it and got it out of her. She ended up going to the hospital and everything. It was a whole ordeal. But like, I'll never forget the waiter.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Legitimately saw her choking, looked at her, gave like a, eh, and then just turned and went to go back to the kitchen.
Bold.
As if it was
Bold.
Just like a common thing that happens.
Yeah, it's all fun and games when somebody's choking until it's James Franklin.
He gave the I don't get paid enough to handle this.
I feel like that's like the running into the burning building to save somebody. Like, that's the all-time flex. If you stop somebody from choking, you've assisted them and saved their life. One, they kind of owe you whatever you want. Two, how would you not tell everyone? Like, if I was your buddy Woody, I'd just be telling everyone, like, you know, I had this, it was a really scary incident. But,
well,
you know.
I mean, well, the reality of the situation is I had to basically bully Woody into even doing anything because I couldn't get it done.
Well, now it seems like you're trying to get a little more of the credit here for saving this woman's life.
I want to credit. In the moment, if I'm being honest about it.
When you didn't have the
whole,
you know,
room of people, nobody got up, nobody did anything except for me. I want to credit in the moment. Yes,
yeah,
I did.
But you weren't strong enough to get the job done.
I don't think it was a strong thing. I think it was a technique thing. My technique wasn't good enough.
Well, what is your technique?
Well, my technique in the moment, honestly, was
just... You slap her on the back?
No. I went from behind, and I did it from, like, the stomach, where you go, and
We got YouTube. Can you just show the people?
Now I'm grabbing my stomach the way you grabbed your stomach. I did it. You think I just started hitting her from behind like she's a toddler?
You're not going to out-freak this fool.
I guarantee you, if I put this paw into the middle of somebody's back and they're choking, they won't be choking any longer. I might break their back, but they won't be choking.
No, I picked her up and everything. It was going from, like, from the stomach, like just legitimately, trying to, save her life.
No, I know.
And she was yelling the entire time. Like,
yeah,
somebody
grabbed
somebody
her.
Help me.
From behind.
And the little bit she could actually speak, she was, somebody help me. Somebody help me. She was,
yeah,
was insane.
She was being attacked by JP.
It was not an attack. It was the only way
she wasn't choking.
How do you think Woody eventually got it to work?
Her up.
No, that's not true. We watched 30 seconds of people just not doing anything. It was the motion where I lost him here. It was the motion trying to simulate the actual technique.
I've already deadpanned to the camera twice in this segment.
Have you ever done that technique on anybody?
Yeah, and my dad.
Your dad, okay.
I was 10 years old. My dad was 375 pounds.
How did that technique look?
Like, I was a man. I'll tell you this right now. At 10, my dad was choking in the kitchen and panicking. I saw it, and I grabbed my dad around the belly, and I just picked the dude up, and I just popped him on the stomach, and it just flew out. And then I set him down, and we both looked like, holy crap, a 10-year-old just picked up a grown-ass man. And my dad never spanked me again because he knew it was possible.
That got him to stop spanking you?
No, I mean, yes. My dad was not a big spanker anyways. I was just a funny way of telling the story that my dad realized he was raising a bear of a man as a son.
I once told my neighbor, the same neighbor that you think was trying to seduce me, my 75-year-old neighbor. At one point, she was like...
It's grooming. Grooming is the word we're using.
I don't know how the topic came up, but I was definitely...
I'm sure she brought it up.
It was some oddity, and then all of a sudden...
Grab you from behind.
I was telling her the only time I ever got hit by my dad was... and I was like, he's hit me. And her eyes perked up, and I'm like, yeah, he's hit me. And she's like, well, how did he hit you? And she took it like very seriously, the way that you should when like an 8-year-old is telling you about how they're being hit by their dad. And I'm like, no, he hit me because like I was choking on Fruit Loops, and he picked me upside down and just started hitting me to basically save my life. And she's like, I wouldn't phrase it that way. And I'm like, all right, Mama Pat.
I imagine that she was like the female Herbert from Family Guy.
I don't know why you think of this sweet, sweet lady that was friends with what turned out to now be the Pope, by the way, and was just a real community figure.
She's a lady. In the Catholic Church.
She's a lady.
Might have set up the
women aren't the problem.
On that one.
The women aren't the problem in the Catholic Church.
Okay, I believe you.
They're not the problem. There's a lot of problems. The women aren't
just,
the problem.
It was just a kindly old woman now. That took an interest in you at a small age.
She thought I was going to be a priest.
Yeah, I bet she did.
She thought I was going to be a priest. 7th, 8th grade. She
could have been
convinced.
A winner.
She told my parents. She's like, I think he's going to end up being a priest.
Yeah.
I laughed when they said that. I'm like, that's not happening. Just because I'm an altar boy doesn't mean I'm going to end up being a priest. Yeah, I got any jokes off of that one?
I got all of them.
You got jokes off of me being an altar boy?
I got all of them, and I'm just going to keep them holstered.
And everything was on the up and up in my church, so it tells you what happens there.
So now how did she pick you up? Was it one of these two?
Delicately.
216-474-992.
With only the touch of a 75-year-old woman can, Nick.
I so badly want to say the joke, but I'm just not ready for the repercussions.
All right, Nick's thing's in like 7th grade. I lost my virginity to my 75-year-old neighbor.
I don't think that.
It's just a thing.
Seems very interesting that you brought it up, though. Congrats on all your success.
She thought I was going to be a priest.
Yeah, I bet she did.
She really thought I was going to be a priest.
Saw a lot of potential in you.
Yep, sure did.
What's the right read on the Browns' deadline approach? That's in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.